and welcome to C-Suite Exclusives. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and today I've got a great show for you. Paul Carmody is here with us this morning, CBeyond's Chief Marketing Officer. Paul is responsible for leading marketing, product management, and business development at CBeyond, one of Atlanta's prized companies, and we're really excited to find out more about what's going on at CBeyond and what your job is like. So, Paul, welcome to the studio.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start off by having you give us a brief description of CBeyond, the products and services, and the market that the company serves.
Absolutely. A pleasure to do so, Elizabeth. CBeyond is the technology ally for small and mid-sized businesses. We offer a range of communications and cloud services that allow those companies to offload their burdens of managing technology to us. It's one of the reasons why, as a company, over the last 13 years, we've grown to almost $500 million in revenue with 60,000-plus customers around the country. And in fact, a third of our customer base comes from referrals. I think that speaks a lot to the quality of service that we delivered and the relationship that we have with our customers in the small and mid-sized business space.
So as these technologies have become more important to the small and mid-sized business community, what are your customers demanding from these products and services? How are you innovating to meet their ongoing needs?
You know, that's a fantastic question. What we've seen in all kinds of businesses over time is that they've become more dependent upon technology to conduct their business operations. So you can imagine, for decades, having a telephone line was important. And then as the internet and data connectivity became an important factor of business, having connectivity to the network became an important part of their businesses. And over time, businesses needed different applications to help run their businesses, whether it's accounting packages or specific things to their lines of business, such as law firms might use different package software applications. Dentist's office might have particular patient tracking type of applications. And what we found is their technology needs grew to have someone be an ally for them in managing the infrastructure that those applications run on as well, and not just be a communications and connectivity provider.
What is the CBeyond 2.0 model, and what factors prompted the company to change its focus from the traditional telecom to virtual services?
One of the things that I think CBeyond has done really well is over the first part of CBeyond's life, call it the first 10 years or so, when we focused on communications and connectivity, so providing voice and data packages to small and mid-sized businesses, it was very successful for a long period of time with a direct sales force. We're in 14 metropolitan markets across the United States. But over time, different competitors crept into that marketplace. As I mentioned earlier, the technological needs of those companies changed as they relied more heavily on technology to conduct their business operations, even if they weren't a technology-centric business. And so what CBeyond did about 3 years ago is we recognized the needs to change to meet those customer needs. And we did that in three important ways. First of all, is we realized that the need for bandwidth had gone up. Traditionally, we had been selling bandwidth using T1 technology, 1.5 megabits per second. You can add on to those 3 megabits, 4.5, so you can have multiple T1s. But I think that the expectation in the marketplace has gone up where people would like higher bandwidth speeds. So over time, we've added technologies like Ethernet to the final mile that allowed us to offer higher bandwidth alternatives in our metro markets. We also have added fiber offerings, both from partners and our own, to allow very high bandwidth offerings to all kinds of businesses. So that's number one. Number two is we realized that we needed to expand the product set to deal with some of these technological needs that had emerged in this marketplace over time. And so that's where we actually, back in 2010, acquired a company called Maximum ASP that gave us hosting and cloud server capabilities. We also acquired a company called Areta that allowed us to host PBXs in the cloud for companies. And we've been working hard on that product set over time to have the second generation of both those products come out this year. So that was number two, is expanding the product set. And number three is modify the way that we actually approach the marketplace so we can tailor the type of sales representative that approaches a small and mid-sized businesses with the types of needs that they have. So we've actually introduced new sales channels this year to allow us to serve larger and more complicated customers in the small and mid-sized business space.
It's quite a change, a transformation of becoming competitive in the cloud environment after focusing on VoIP to small businesses. What are some of the challenges in the mix of that?
So there certainly are challenges in any sort of transformation. So I credit CBeyond with being a company that understood that there were some changes that were needed, both from a product and a sales channel perspective. But just like if I think about CBeyond's growth during the first 10 years, there were certain ingredients that were able to mix together: product set, the way that the sales representatives approach customers, the way that we service them, that fueled that growth over the first 10 years. And as we ramp our new sales channels with our new products, we're still tweaking and learning from our experiences. So for example, do we need to offer the products together in a blended bundle that satisfies a particular customer need, or do people want to buy those products a la carte? When we have the sales representatives approaching the market, what types of cues should they look for particular businesses in terms of the levels of technology they need? What products should they lead with? Should they lead with cloud hosting? Should they lead with MPLS networks for multi-location connectivity? Should they lead with high bandwidth? And so we're understanding and adjusting our messaging and model to make those representatives more effective over time.
One of the challenges with marketing such complex IT and telecommunications solutions is the language and making sure that people actually understand what they need to understand, right? And maybe even keeping some of it invisible when they don't need to understand exactly how it works. How does CBeyond work with that challenge of making sure that the buyer, which oftentimes with the IT, there might be many buyers in that situation, right? There's different departments that are involved in making that decision. It's a complex sale, probably requires some consulting in addition to just product knowledge. Talk about that process and how the company helps customers identify needs and prescribe the right solution for them.
I think that that's a fantastic point. I'd like to address it in a couple different ways. So first of all, a lot of people may not be extremely familiar with the small and mid-sized business environment, but I think what you'll find is you have to get to a business of a decent size before you even start to have the notion of an IT department. So many small businesses may have no IT person. The person who's buying technology might be the owner-operator of the business. It might be an office administrator who's not trained particularly in technology. You'd have to kind of go to the 50, 100, 150 person type company when you start introducing IT personnel. And even at that level, they're kind of the jack of all trades. They've got to keep everything running. And so let me rewind that back to the messaging, which you talked about, which is a lot of these buyers are not as keenly attuned to the technology market as perhaps people would be in a large IT department at a bigger company. And so there is an educational opportunity there that our sales representatives, our marketing materials need to convey. And I would say characterize it most simplistically as we need to solve a problem that the customer identifies with. So let me just give you a quick example. If you go to a small and mid-sized business owner and you say, I'd like to host an application for you, and many times they won't know what that means. What does hosting mean? What do you mean by an application? And so what we've done is we've actually created certified application servers where we can go and say, are you using QuickBooks? Are you using Sage 50 for your accounting system? How many users do you have? 10, 20, 3. How many do you have? We can tell you exactly the amount of hosting network connectivity that you need to support that particular application. So we can change the conversation from how much hosting do you need to can I offload that burden of managing your accounting system on site and put it in the cloud for you.
Excellent. It sounds like you have a keen understanding of the market and your customers' needs and the best way to help them find solutions. So what are CBeyond's plans for competing with larger providers such as Rackspace or Amazon in the cloud arena?
It's important in answering this question to understand the different areas of the cloud market and who uses the cloud. So if you take a look at someone like Amazon or Rackspace, their typical buyer is more of a technology buyer, a developer who's creating typically an external-facing web application. So if you think about something like Facebook, which is obviously a very large application, or if you think about Netflix, or if you think about any sort of software as a service program that you might buy, let's say online project management, just to name an example. Those are applications that are designed by developers or custom application designed by developers that are going to serve an audience that's accessing them over the internet. Amazon and Rackspace service that market. It's a very techie sort of buyer feel. There's a lot of buying online. There's a lot of emphasis on application programming interfaces to programmatically access their clouds. Now, let's flip that then to the small and mid-sized business buyer. So this is a person, as I mentioned before, who is not incredibly technologically savvy. Their concern is not application programming interfaces to spin up new cloud instances and turn them down. They're interested in solving a particular problem, which is managing their enterprise application workloads. And I think that that's where we really differentiate ourselves, both from a market approach, from a marketing material and sales representative standpoint, and also from a technology perspective. We're able to give those small and mid-sized businesses their own private data center environment. We call it Total Cloud Data Center, where they can have a specific set of reserved resources, networking capabilities, firewalling capabilities to run applications, whether they're custom applications or packaged enterprise applications. And I think our approach to enterprise applications for that particular marketplace is something that's very distinctive.
So as it become more accessible to the small and mid-sized business market to have the types of capabilities that large enterprises have enjoyed for a while now.
That's actually,
or even superior.
I would actually answer that in two phases. So one is, I think you're exactly right. When I think about the founding principles of CBeyond, it was the idea of leveling the playing field, bringing to small and mid-sized businesses the types of technological capabilities that were previously just confined to large enterprises that could afford those technologies. It's almost kind of a David and Goliath sort of a paradigm if you think about it. Let's enable the small and mid-sized person to compete effectively on even playing field. Going to the second part of the answer is, in some cases, you can equip small and mid-sized businesses in a way that they're more effective than larger businesses. And a lot of that has to do with agility. So small and mid-sized businesses can be agile, but in many cases, they need the technology leverage to help them accomplish their business goals. So the agility of decision-making, the agility of deploying resources, backed by the technological capabilities that allows them to compete with larger players, is something that I'm proud that we can back in the marketplace today.
Absolutely. That's really awesome that you're able to do that. And I want to know what the market's reaction has been, specifically to CBeyond's cloud services so far.
So I would say, I'll give a couple of anecdotes here. So we've been doing cloud Learn at Lunch events in conjunction with our partner Microsoft, where we bring in our customers and we talk about our Total Cloud Data Center, it's our certified application servers, our ability to host applications for small and mid-sized businesses. And in a recent event in Los Angeles, had about 40 or so people in the audience for an hour and a half sort of presentation. And I would say that a third to half of them actually came up to CBeyond representatives immediately after the presentation to talk about their needs and how Total Cloud Data Center appeared to fit those needs. So I'd say that the appetite in the marketplace has been quite good for this. I think a lot of it has to do with the way we've crafted the product for this audience and the way that we've made it consumable and tangible to them by talking about it in the context of problems they can solve rather than just bits and bytes.
Have many of your early customers added cloud services and additional services as well?
We have had customers add cloud services. So we've had an interesting phenomenon. One phenomenon is, of the 60,000 customers we have in our customer base today, there are many of them that have the need for these cloud capabilities. And understanding that we now offer them is sufficient enough to have them entrust us to become more of their technology ally. And so we have had a fair uptake of customers absorbing our new products. I think the new phenomenon for CBeyond is, as we've expanded our product portfolio to include Total Cloud Data Center hosting, to include Total Cloud Phone System, which is our hosted PBX, that what we've seen is new customers, many of them consume multiple services from us at the same time. So they might get high bandwidth, let's say 100 megabits of service. They might also take the hosted PBX Total Cloud Phone System at the same time and rely on us for Total Cloud Data Center to host their enterprise applications. So we're starting to see new opportunities with customers where we can service many of their needs right out of the gate.
Paul, what do you anticipate will be the next evolution of communications and life living in the cloud?
Well, I think that it is moving towards dealing with specific use cases. I think that the original cloud concepts that folks like Amazon came out with solved a particular problem for a particular set of individuals. When you think about most businesses on the planet, they are not web-based businesses that are running websites that generate big revenue for them. There are a lot of brick-and-mortar businesses that use technology that need technology to survive, but it's not something they have large development forces behind. So I think what you'll see is a convergence of the need to run your business from a technology standpoint. That is communications, connectivity, hosting, phone service, all coming together as something you want to consume from a single provider because you want it all to work seamlessly, you want to have a single support relationship, and you want to have a partner that can grow with you over time.
Paul, as you're leading the marketing and the product development and the business development for CBeyon, with such a diverse product portfolio, so many different services that you're offering, and a customer base that continues to widen, what are some of the things that you are focused on right now? What are the marketing, what's the marketing work that's getting done in your office?
So one of the things that I believe personally is it's very important to have clarity in an organization, whether you're talking about from a marketing standpoint, a strategy standpoint, a product development standpoint. So one of my main missions since joining CBeyond has been to get clarity and alignment on the strategy. So that's the range of products and services, the types of problems we're solving, where we're headed as a company over time. Tie that in with the product development. So the product should support the strategy. And ultimately, the marketing should support the products in the strategy. And that's what we've been focusing over the last 6 months at CBeyond, is getting alignment across all of those activities, strategy, product, and marketing. And then tying that together with what's the mix of marketing between what I would call sales enablement, tools in the hands of sales representatives to help them close deals, and lead generation. What's the balance between those two things?
What's CBeyond's growth strategy, and how does that weave in with your anticipations of what's coming next?
So our growth strategy is definitely to acquire new customers that have more sophisticated technological needs filled by our new product set. It's also to identify customers in our existing customer base that have technology needs that we couldn't previously meet because we didn't have the product set. And so there's a mixture of new customer acquisition and existing customer upsells that we're pursuing over time. In the mix, we also have, I mentioned we have sales channels. We have a traditional sales channel, and we have a newer sales channel. We also have channel partners that we support who sell directly to their customers as well.
So, Paul, you joined CBeyond with nearly two decades of IT marketing, product development, and customer relations experience. As you've come on board and learned the product portfolio, gotten up to speed on the growth strategy and how you're going to get the company to that next level, what are some of the things that you've done to understand customers and to really get insight into how to drive the marketing for CBeyond forward?
So one of the things that I've done in each, I gave an example of the Learn at Lunch cloud event. I've done a couple of those so far. Is we've structured those events so there's a fairly long time at the beginning where customers filter in before the actual event starts. And in each of those occasions, I've had the opportunity to speak with every single customer in the room, understand more about their business, their needs, and their understanding of technologies, and then ask them how our service relationship is going with those customers. And through that process, I've actually learned a lot. So everything from talking to a large city government that leverages CBeyond, to a freight forwarder that has just a couple employees, to everything in between, been able to talk in depth with those customers to understand their technology needs, understanding, and how CBeyond can serve them. And I would say my general conclusion has been that the notion of cloud is something that definitely needs to be demystified. So it's a term that's been extremely cloudy, pardon the expression.
I love it. It's so true.
Very elastic, right? What does it mean? I know it's important, but I don't know why. And so spending some time doing some education about here are different aspects of the cloud, here are technologies that support the cloud, what I found is that customers really appreciate that demystification and feel empowered by having that knowledge about how the cloud can help them. And once it's hard to make a buying decision based on guesses and mysteries. So being able to demystify that so that people understand how they can leverage the technology, I think has been empowering for the people that I've interacted with.
CBeyond has grown a lot over the years here in Atlanta. We've seen that growth and how it's really empowered all of its customers. Since you've joined the team, what have you noticed about the company culture that makes it so unique? I see their presence in the community a lot, very involved in philanthropic initiatives and community ventures. What have you seen from within? Tell us a little bit about CBeyond's company culture.
So I can say unequivocally that I love being at CBeyond. You know, anybody who asks me why you joined CBeyond, I'll tell them that there are two primary reasons. One is I believe in the strategy we're pursuing. That's a lot of what we talked about previously in this radio broadcast. But the second part, which is really important to me, is it's a place that's about more than a paycheck. It has a fantastic culture, and I've been part of many different organizations. Many of them have had great cultures, and many of them not so much. And I can tell you, based on my personal experience, for me, it has to be about more than a paycheck. And at CBeyond, we care a lot about each other, and we want each other to succeed. We also care a lot about our communities, and we do give back to our communities. In fact, in early October, we had our annual week of service, and in which virtually everyone in the headquarters office and across all branches picks community service activities to get involved in. So we were able to work with a local church here to help them on their marketing program to get more charitable donations. We've also had opportunities to help package food that are delivered to folks who are less able. And that's one of the reasons why CBeyond has been ranked one of the best places in Atlanta to live by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's just one of those places where being a volunteer organization, giving back into the communities, is part of who we are. It contributes back to the culture that we work in every single day. And I would argue that companies that have great cultures succeed financially better than those who do not over time.
Absolutely. And that brings up a good point. How does CBeyond define success? How will success be defined at CBeyond in 2013 and in 2017?
So ultimately, we're a public company. So we've been public since 2006. So we are accountable to our shareholders. And we've talked a lot to the Wall Street and our earnings calls about the fact that we are undergoing a transformation. I talked about the product sets we've introduced. I've talked about the sales channels we've introduced. And so our mission is to prove that the transformation is effective. And a lot of that will come through focusing on individual sales rep productivity and ultimately revenue growth. So when we look at 2013, we're looking to modify the trajectory of our revenue so that we're exiting 2013 in a growth format, proving that the strategy is working. And if we look out at 2017, I think what we'll expect is we'd want to see accelerating growth, accelerating productivity based on fulfilling more of those technology ally needs that our small and mid-sized customer bases have.
Paul, you've had a successful career and a diverse set of experiences along the way. Many of the people that listen to this show desire to one day be in your shoes or sitting in your office.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, exactly.
It's busy.
You've given us a lot of insight about what that's like, and it's not an easy job, but obviously you do it well and you enjoy it. What advice might you offer to the younger version of yourself as they progress up the corporate ladder to increasing leadership roles?
So I probably offer two specific bits of advice. One is get perspective. So one of the things I think I've really benefited from in my career is I've worked at lots of different companies in different industries, everything from IT hosting to management consulting to software as a service, enterprise software, healthcare cost management of all things, and then back here to IT infrastructure in the technology ally role at CBeyond. And I think I've really benefited a lot from seeing technology from many different angles. So I'd encourage folks who are listening to make sure that they get perspective in their careers. Now, that doesn't always mean jumping from company to company. In fact, you should stay at the companies that you love. But it means that maybe within that company, you might want to move around from role to role so you get appreciation for different functions and how they operate. So that's number one. The second thing is every day when you come into work, understand what it is that you're trying to accomplish. It's very easy to get caught up in the million different emails that show up every single day or the lots of different conversations that you could participate in. But the goal of every single day is to move the ball forward. And you, in order to do that, you need to identify what the ball is and how far it needs to go. And so you should define that for yourself. And then as you move up in management ranks, you need to make sure that that's understood as well for the people who are in your organization. As I mentioned, clarity is really an incredibly important thing in an organization. If you think about the analogy of people doing crew, right, rowing boats, you got the eights where they're rowing against each other on a river. They all have to be synchronized, moving at the same time, or else they work against each other. And so that's kind of what clarity is like. It's the synchronization that you see in a crew boat, but it's the way that it works in an organization.
Really great advice. Thank you. We've been talking with Paul Carmody, who is Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at CBion. Paul, if people want to find out more about CBion, where can they go?
So the best place to go is to www.cbeyond.com. That's CBEYOND.com.
Awesome. Well, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks for giving us a sneak peek into the C-suite. Really appreciate having you.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Gordon signing off from C-Suite Exclusive. We will talk to you soon.